Welcome, new and old friends. I just have a couple things to say, and then the stories will begin. Before you drift off into the dream realm, please remember to like, subscribe, share, and comment. If you'd like to find out about my social links, my website, how to help the channel, check the description box. Now, turn off your lights, make sure your doors and windows are locked. It's time to dream. Something happened today, and I don't know who to tell. By AxelFlass777. I was running late for work this morning while my wife was tending to our one-year-old who was sick with a cold. She asked me if I could stop at Walgreens down the street to get him some cough medicine. I was in a huge rush but didn't want him to go without it, so I headed over there as quick as I could. My wife and I were on the phone as I was driving and pulled into the parking lot. The street was busy and packed with cars, and as I was walking up to the store, I noticed a woman putting her screaming child into her car just outside the store. My wife was reminding me which medicine to buy as I checked my phone for the time, and that's when it got weird. The second I walked into the store, my phone turned off and the call dropped. The sliding door closed behind me, and the entire store was empty. The lighting was different than what I was used to, fluorescent and cold. There was no one at the front and no one in any of the aisles that I could see. I turned around to look outside, and there was no cars in the street, not even the woman who was just there 5 seconds ago. I actually said, "Hello," twice, loudly, feeling like this was some sort of horror movie I was in. The entire store was silent, and I go and grab my phone again to film this just in case no one believes me. And of course, it won't turn on. I turn the corner down a random aisle, and just like that, there's people there. The lighting is different now, and warmer. There was even music now. I turned to look at the front, and there was a customer mid-transaction with a checker. My phone starts working again, and my wife is calling me. She tells me it just went silent and said call failed. I stood there for a minute and realized there was nothing I could do but buy the medicine and go on with my day. I don't know if this was a glitch in the Matrix, odd and coincidental timing, or some weird parallel universe type stuff. But all I know is that it was strange as hell, and I didn't really know who to tell this to. As I finished digging the hole in the backyard, I began to feel guilty for killing my wife over financial problems. However, when I went down to the basement to retrieve her body, my guilt morphed into confusion as I noticed the hole in her skull seemed to be smaller than it was before. My new puppy has somehow managed to make my phone disappear in less than a minute. By Crystallize17. I was doing stuff on my phone this morning and plugged it in because it was almost dead. Then I left my phone on the bed, still plugged in, and left the room to get my water bottle from the kitchen. I returned a few moments later to find my new puppy dragging the entire cell phone cord into the hallway from the bedroom with no phone attached. I was expecting to find the phone tossed somewhere near the bed or still on the bed since the puppy had grabbed the charger cord and ran off with it. But the phone has 100% vanished. I have taken the entire bed apart, taken all the sheets and pillowcases off, moved the bed away from the wall, and taken the mattress off, etc. It's literally nowhere. I've searched everywhere in the bedroom and even other rooms, even though it's extremely unlikely that my tiny puppy could carry the large, slick-surface phone anywhere. I've searched underneath and behind all the furniture, moved stuff just in case a phone was wedged in some way between the furniture and the wall, etc. I've searched trash cans, any open boxes, open shoes, anything that could possibly get a phone dropped into it by a phone being flung through the air as a puppy runs off with a power cord attached to it. There's only one floor register cover that maybe, just maybe, could fit the phone down it. I'm still not certain it would fit. It would have to have been at the perfect angle. And I've taken it off and searched, and there's no phone. The register isn't deep. It's impossible the phone would have gone far, let alone the already extreme unlikely chance it managed to make it through the register cover slit. What the fuck? I have lived in this house for 3 years and lived in multiple apartments before this. I have never, ever had anything go missing before except stuff like socks in the washer. And 95% of those turn up later folding up inside of your pant leg or pillowcase. My puppy loves power cords. It's not the first time she's made a grab for them, but I have no idea how she managed to make an entire phone disappear in just a few seconds it took me to go get my water bottle. I'm sure she grabbed the phone and got flung somewhere as detached from the cord, but it's like a wormhole opened up and ate the phone. And since the phone was almost already dead when I plugged it in, I can't call it, it's on vibrate anyways, to locate because Find My Android by Google can't find the connection. I'm sure it ran out of power. I keep wanting to rip the bed apart again, even though I already did. I know it's not there, but I keep questioning my sanity because phones don't disappear into thin air. Make it make sense. P.S. My puppy is still tiny and just had a huge breakfast. There is no way she could have swallowed that phone whole. Also, I live alone. My dog is the only one with the capacity to move anything, and I had just left the room for a few seconds. Update. I convinced myself that it must be in the air duct, so I bought one of those Barascope inspection cameras off Amazon that you feed into the ducts and pipes. Well, that was a big waste of time. There was a lip of metal where two pieces of duct are nailed together right before the drop-off point, so I can't get the camera past the lip no matter how hard I try. So I'm still unable to see down where it drops off. But the lip of the metal and all those nails that just jolt out in that area just make it more and more likely the phone made it that far down. Also, I accidentally had a dog ball drop into the vent while I was working on all of this, and it was immediately stopped by the first set of nails that jolt up at the entrance. Which is exactly what I would expect to happen. How could a phone slide past that even if I dropped it into the vent? Even with me not being able to see into the drop-off, it's just ridiculous a phone would make it that far because of how many feet it would have to slide through the pipe. The jolting of the nail and the metal lip at the entrance and the far end right before the drop-off. The entire thing is designed so it's impossible for anything to get that far unless you are literally chucking a ball down the pipe yourself that can bounce over all the nails and metal lips. So yes, my explanation is that it winked out of existence or fell into a wormhole. This question has gone to the top of my list for the first thing I plan to ask when I die. Where the fuck did my phone go? I was horrified enough when the hitman told me my brother would pay him all of $250,000 for me to die that night. But the worst part was hearing him tell me that while he killed for money, the torture part would be for his own personal enjoyment only. Car accident that never happened by Comfortable Pie 7983. About 4 years ago, I lived in the Bay Area and was in an awful morning traffic. This morning, I was in a big rush and had forfeited my coffee at home with the intention of having it once I got to work. Anyway, I'm seeing this traffic when I go to mess with my radio. I'm totally distracted and rear-end a white truck in front of me. My heart drops. I turn off the music, throw on my blinker, and try to see how the dude I crashed into is reacting. Except, he's not reacting at all. He doesn't look into his rearview mirror at me, doesn't signal, nothing. Traffic moves forward a tiny bit, and I'm sick to my stomach trying to see the damage on his truck that I've caused. But there's no damage at all to his truck. Crazy, because I can vividly recall the crunch noise and the feeling of the impact today. I figure that my car got the brunt of the damage, and this guy probably doesn't have insurance / doesn't want to stop in this horrible traffic. I cheer myself on like, okay, I guess we're going to have to get our car fixed. That sucks, but at least his day isn't ruined. As I'm getting closer to work, I keep hearing my brain say, that didn't happen. It wasn't real. I totally disregard this because the crunch of the car and the thud of the impact was so real. When I get to work, I jump out to assess the damage to my car. Nothing. Not a scrape. Nothing. With the noise it made, I imagined my entire front bumper was probably smushed inwards. I'll never forget the experience and feeling of this. Absolutely wild. Not schizophrenic, no drugs, was awake, just don't know how to explain what occurred. In her voicemail, my wife said our only son had just been killed in a hit and run. As I stood there listening to her wail, my eyes remained fixed on the silhouette of a little boy standing in the hallway of our home. Any explanation for this? By Sotobri. I couldn't give you a specific date, but the three of us were about 19 years old. I remember that I already had a driver's license and what car I had. I estimate that this would be about 15 years ago, 2008, maybe 2007. Well, the three of us were in a building lobby of one of my friends. At the time, we met often in that lobby before going out to parties. We didn't have a penny, and I think it was the winter, so instead of driving the street or something like that, we were there for a few hours, and then sometimes we went out and sometimes we don't. The lobby in question was one where there was a doorman during the day and which had 2 to 3 sofas. We were in 2 of them, my 2 friends to my right on a large sofa, and I'm in an armchair. We stay there for hours, so we used to be barefoot, as if we were in our living room. At the time, from time to time, we were quite rude and we ended up talking about some deep shit, as if at that age you had any fucking idea what life was about. That day, we started talking about afterlife, parallel universe, and shit like that. One day it was that, another day was politics, or whatever. The fact is, at some point when we had been talking about these topics for about 2 to 3 hours, my 2 friends jump off the couch at the same time and begin to run towards the exit onto the street. Halfway, there would be about 10 to 15 meters to the door. Seeing that I didn't understand anything of what was happening, they told me something like, come on, bro, let's get out of here. They scared me, and there we are, the 3 of us on the street, barefoot, in a busy neighborhood in the north of a big city, and me without understanding anything at all. It took about 5 seconds, but it seemed like the world to me. The fact is that once we were on the street, I asked them what the hell was going on. They were both very scared, telling me that someone had hit the couch where they were sitting and that as soon as they felt it, they had that reaction. I hadn't heard anything, but they were both describing the same thing to me and quite scared. clarify that the lobby, obviously, there was absolutely no one other than us and no way for someone to have entered without us realizing it. Furthermore, the sofa was almost attached to a wall, so it was absolutely impossible for anyone to have hit this sofa. No way. The point is that once on the street, we turned out onto the main street. Let me explain. The doorway opens onto some small private gardens, and out of fear, I suppose, we decided to go out onto the sidewalk of the main street. We were still in shock. One of my friends and I was sitting on a small wall, and the other was standing with his back to us. The two of us that were sitting looked to the left and saw a girl. She was walking to us very close, like very, very close to the wall, when the rest of the sidewalk was empty. She was quite very slowly and was extremely thin. She was dressed like she was going to a party in a very strange way. The fact is that she crossed in front of us perpendicular and she continued downstairs. The friend who was standing turned to look at her as well when she reached her level. The girl began to go down 4 to 5 stairs, and halfway through, she stopped. She neither turned around nor took anything out of her bag. Nothing. She continued walking a few meters. At that time, just 10 to 15 meters from where we were, there was a fairly well-known restaurant and pub. And that stretch of sidewalk was about 8 to 10 meters wide. It was packed with people. Either you get into the crowd or you have to change the sidewalk to pass. The girl began to get along with those people, and no one looked at her or interacted with her in any way. At one point, we lost sight of it. I'm talking about a very short distance, and we were somewhat elevated, so we had perfect form there. My colleague, the one who was sitting, looked at me and said, "If she turned around, I think I would have suffered a heart attack." In those seconds that whole situation lasted, we had not at any time referred to the girl among ourselves, but the three of us were clear. That made no sense. I say three because the one who was standing, the first thing he said to us was, "But what the hell was that?" At this, we decided to return to the building lobby, and in the garden, we heard three quite loud doors slamming, but not all three at once. First one, then the other, and then the other. Only one of us heard each of them. I don't remember in what order. And we only verbalized it after the third. Three of us referred to the noise as a car door slamming, but at a crazy volume. All the time that I have described this to you, from the sofa to the last thing, would not have been more than 4 to 5 minutes. I know it doesn't make any fucking sense, but that's what we experienced that day. To clarify, none of us three were drunk or drugged in any way. Nor have any three of us had any strange experiences before or after that. We've talked about it 2 to 3 times since then. It's been years since we talked about it. And honestly, we have no fucking idea what happened. One of them is convinced that something strange happened, and the other has no friggin' idea. And honestly, I think there must be an explanation. One of them, the one that lives in that building, later told us that a few days before that one of his neighbors had died. And that he was convinced that the elevator, one that has no memory and that does not return to the first floor if nobody pushes the button, had gone down to the lobby a couple of times during the night without any neighbors coming in. I was on my back, so I can't tell you anything about that. Maybe you have some theories, and I'd be more than happy to read it. We've told it only once at a dinner with quite a few people, and the truth is, no one understood what the hell had happened to us that night. My wife squeezed my hand with tears in her eyes as a revolutionary device began to display our comatose daughter's first communication in years. I remember everything, The text kept repeating. My wife cried with delight, but my heart sank as I realized I'd have to kill her. Pristine bed sheets after a rowdy toga party. By Anonymous. I stumbled onto the sub and have enjoyed reading all of your stories, only to realize I actually have one to contribute to. Though it's insignificant, it still makes no sense to me. Freshman year of college, I joined a fraternity. We had theme parties, and to end the year, our final party was a toga party. This means your attire consisted of your boxers and bed sheets wrapped around you. I had white bed sheets wrapped perfectly around my body. At some point during the party, I had to slap the bag, in which you chug boxed wine and slap the plastic bag it comes in as an effort to make it pour into your mouth faster. The wine in question was a shitty red wine. I hate red wine. I was already drunk, and about 10 seconds in, I bailed and pulled back. The red wine poured all over my pristine white toga / bed sheets. There was no chance in hell this wasn't going to leave a stain. I looked more like Deadpool than a Roman. Cut to next morning. I wake up in the fraternity house. I'm about to leave for summer holidays, so I toss my red-stained bed sheets into the corner of the house, along with the rest of my packed belongings, and head out to the airport. When I come back from summer vacation, I went to get my stuff, fondly remembering the toga party, ready to buy new bed sheets. But as I reached into the exact dingy corner I had left my stuff in, I pulled out a perfectly pristine white bed sheet, not a single stain on it. I still have no idea what the hell happened. There is no chance anyone else washed it while I was away. Those guys would need convincing to brush their own teeth. Besides, red wine would not come out without a fight. The bedsheet was crumpled in the corner deep amongst all my belongings, exactly where I left it. I got a couple of years' use out of that thing when I was ready to throw it away. Not as crazy as some of the stuff I've read on here, but I thought I'd share. I was surprised when cleaning the mirrors with rubbing alcohols, they did not dry. A chill ran down my spine when I realized it was the water bottle which should have been packed in my kindergartner's lunch bag. Teleporting glitch while patrolling as a night guard by Mysterious Rock 9559. For several years, I worked as a guard at an office building, which included 5 floors and 4 underground floors. The underground floors are mainly for parking. Every 2 hours, we need to patrol all floors starting at 5, then go down each floor by the elevator. At floor -3, parking lot, there is a long walk that connects the office building with the courthouse for cars to drive between the two. It takes about 7 minutes to walk there. In my patrol, I needed to go there to the checking points, but I never did this because no one instructed me how to get to it. The few times I tried to find it by myself at night, pretty spooky, ended up me being lost and had to go back. As I always pass that place, turn around and go to the elevator to get to -4 floor. 2 weeks before my resignation, I told myself, what the heck, I'll try to go there again. I go to the -3 in the elevator, check the nearest checkpoint with my work phone app, need to scan the barcode, and continue to the courthouse. Here's the weird part. When I got to the place where the road to the courthouse is supposed to be, I found the wall of the -4 floor. I was stunned. I thought maybe I did go to the -4 floor by accident, which seemed pretty weird by itself because every few meters there was a sign on the wall indicating the floor you are currently on. Big paint of the number, which was -3 all the way to that wall. I went back, noticing now that every sign on the wall says -4. I thought, okay, maybe I did go to the wrong floor, but when I get back to the elevator, it says negative 3. The hour was 3 a.m., and I was alone, and you need a key, which I had at the time, to work the elevator. Above all that, when I start the patrol, I locked all the doors to the building so no one can get in while I'm not at the entrance. I know I didn't go to the negative 4 floor by accident while walking, since you need to walk about 10 minutes just to do that in pitch black tunnels, which I never ever did since I'm afraid of the dark. Too many horror movies. That's the first and last time I had a glitch in my life, and I really don't know how this could have happened. Hope I made sense. English is not my main language. Once again, I pretend to be a kid while chatting online with other kids. I'm still not sure if I'm the last adult left, but based on the chats, they have killed everyone who looked over 18 years old. The Wormhole Phone by Charming Gander. Just found the sub, but this happened a while ago. In early 2019, I was a junior in college and lost my phone. I lived in a house with four other roommates, and we decided to go play basketball at a nearby park. I was leaving my room and decided to check the time, but lo and behold, my phone died. Well, I thought no point in bringing this along. That's the last thing I can remember. I imagine I would have flung it towards my bed, but I have no recollection of doing anything. I remember clearly watching it die, then blank. Normally I would think, how odd, I can't remember what I did with my phone. But this is not the glitch. We play basketball and shoot the shit, get back, and eventually I go to bed. I wake up and I cannot find my phone. I think this happens, it'll turn up. It does not. I start to get worried as 2 or 3 days pass with no sign. I do the classic walking around, even all the stupid, impossible places, but turn up nothing. My friend tries to tell me, did you bring it when we were playing basketball? And I thought, hell no, I was wearing sweatpants and I wouldn't want a dead phone weighing my burn ass down. Eventually searched my room so many times that I went full psycho mode. Pulled every piece of furniture out, mattress, bookshelf, desk. Everything but the clothes in my closet until I eventually ruffled through them too, and I found no phone. People looked at me as if I was nuts, but I was sure my phone couldn't have left my room. Why would I have watched the battery die and thought, let me take this with me, might need it while I'm bailing out? But maybe I was an idiot and did bring an uncharged phone to the park and left it there by accident. I go to check, and sure enough, no sign of it. I try to tell people my phone quite literally disappeared, but they wouldn't seem to think it was strange. My roommates told me it was probably picked up by somebody near the courts. Stuff goes missing all the time, right? I pulled my room apart, twice more in the same manner, totally, completely upheaved, nowhere to hide. Before I eventually caved in to the notion that I simply mistaken something. The phone was gone. This was not the glitch. Cut to a year later, June 2020. It was my graduation. Last day before moving out. COVID was happening, so my friend and I got our families together for a cookout in the backyard instead of the commencement ceremony. Afterwards, we planned to go skydiving outside the city. My room was mostly stripped clean, except for the mattress. My parents offered to sell that and dump the rest of my stuff on the curb while I left to go jump out of a plane. So I went skydiving with all my roommates and got dropped off back home. No one's in the home except for one of my roommates, his mom and dad, and me. The other parents are in their hotels and the other roommates are with their parents. The four of us grill some leftovers, eat, and eventually I excuse myself to triple check that everything looks good inside. I go down to my room to check if my parents followed through on cleaning out the mattress. The door was open and I found that every last bit of my stuff had finally been packed or sold off, except for two things. First, a bundle of white coat hangers in the closet. Second, my missing phone. In the same case, same make slash model as the one that disappeared over a year before. I even kept a little fortune from a Chinese cookie inside the case. It was definitely the same, lying on the side with its screen facing the wall, in the corner where I used to sleep. It took me several texts between my parents and I to convince me that the glitch had occurred. Had they found it when they cleaned stuff out and left it there for me to find? No, they were as shocked as I was when I told them that I found it. The last thing they pulled out of my room was the mattress. They'd even done a final walkthrough to look at any junk or trash or spare items I had neglected to pack. There was nothing. They said the room was empty. They looked when everything was gone and did not see my phone. Just as I had looked all of those times wondering where the fuck it could be hiding. The phone itself appeared undamaged but wouldn't turn on. Instead, when I held the power button, it would buzz oddly. Its little spurts, sometimes strong, sometimes weak. Always with a pause between, sometimes long, sometimes short. I could hold the power button again and it would stop, and then I tried to turn it on, the buzz would start again. This went on for days, but eventually the vibration got weaker and stopped. I was on the floor in my basement. My neighbor came over to say goodbye, and I was really feeling nutso. Everyone was just kind of blase about it, like, oh, huh, that's weird. And I'm in, like, full Papa Sylvia mode. Eventually, the screen did turn on, but it had an error message in red text on a black screen. I wrote down, but you wouldn't believe what it said. To summarize, there was something about a hard drive partition error. I googled the exact message, but couldn't get any match at all. Nothing even close. I always meant to take it in and get a tech support person to check it out. Even well after the text went away and the buzzing stopped. But I never did. Still have the phone, though. Want to do a little critical thinking brainstorm? Here are the only rational explanations. 1. My parents both lied. My loving, thoughtful, helpful parents, who can't take the same stance on pretty much anything, decided to neglect their parental duties to gaslight me. Even in this scenario, which is absurd, my parents were there to support me and acted as such. That doesn't explain why it didn't find it when I first looked. I looked and looked. Obviously, the phone didn't get lost in the park, so it had to have been in my room when I was looking for it over and over again. But why wasn't it there behind the mattress when I pulled everything out of my room? 2. My parents didn't see the black phone on the white carpet in the empty room when they did their last look after removing the mattress. This is also absurd. My parents are not disabled. Anyone who's even moved or stayed in a hotel done a once over knows you can always spot something staying out, especially if there's nothing else to look at. I saw it immediately. How could anyone in a blank room looking for something loose or valuable not see a cell phone on the floor? That's it. That's the literal and figurative glitch. And the only rational explanations are completely ridiculous. So, I just assume my phone fell through a wormhole. Honestly, if anyone has any ideas, I'd be happy to hear them, rational or otherwise. There's plenty of details I hyperfixated on for a while. Things I didn't want to include here because I'm not sure they're significant enough. It started to feel like an oppressive spiral after a while, so I slowed down and stopped thinking about it. At the end of the day, this happened to me, and I can't explain it. I've lost stuff before, and I've always found it or figured out some oblivious place I must have left it. But finding it like this, in the most impossible way, I just can't explain it. Anyway, hopefully you all can appreciate the strangeness of it fully. because no one else I've told the story to seems to get it. They just say, "Wow, that's crazy," and move on. But I guess that's all you can really do. I had wanted her for years, so when the stranger offered to modify her neural chip so she would never love anyone but me, I immediately agreed. Years later, when I walked in on her drowning her third child in the bath, I realized the others hadn't been an accident either. And now the stories have come to an end. If you're still awake, well, I hope you fall asleep shortly. And the sounds that you hear in the background are going to take center stage for no more than 30 minutes to help you fall asleep or stay asleep. But if you are awake and want to hear more stories, I do have playlists for that as well. Sleep tight and don't let 42 bite.